Welcome to a new edition of the Kelly Advisor Podcast. Sit back and enjoy this new episode.
This is Jim Freeman, Director of Marketing here at Kelly Financial Services. In a moment, I'll be joined by Kelly Kelly, our President and CEO, and we'll be talking more about her book and the matter of income. And here we are right here in the middle of March. In a couple days, we'll reach the Ides of March, which is March 15th in the Roman calendar. It was marked by several religious observances and was notable in Rome as a deadline for settling debts. And for those of you history buffs out there, the date is best known as the date on which Julius Caesar was assassinated in 44 BC. And for a little more recent history, I remember there was a great band called the Ides of March that released a song called Vehicle. That, if my memory serves me, came out in March of 1970. A classic boomer track if there ever was one. In fact, Jim Paternick wrote the song and later went on to co-found the band Survivor. And he co-wrote their monster hit, which you might remember, called The Eye of the Tiger. But for the time being, we're not going to be talking about debts or songs. We're going to talk about income. And allow me to mix metaphors here, but I think it's fair to say that income is the vehicle that drives your retirement lifestyle. I'm sure Kelly Kelly, President and CEO of Kelly Financial Services, would agree with me on the gist of that statement. And right now, joining me in the studio is Kelly Kelly to talk about income, a topic that she addresses in her new book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future. Over the last several weeks, she's joined John Buters and myself as together we dive into key parts of the book. And today, we'll look at income and the critical role it plays in retirement planning. Kelly, welcome back to Safe Money Strategies.
Good morning, Jim. Nice to be back with you for another Saturday. So that was quite the history lesson you opened with. And I do remember Eye of the Tiger for certain. And supposedly the story goes that Sylvester Stallone requested the recording of the song to appear in Rocky III after Queen denied him use of Another One Bites the Dust.
Now that's news to me, and that's some really good trivia there. But what's not trivial is income in retirement.
That is so true, Jim. And your metaphor for income in your intro is about right. The lifestyle you live in retirement is in fact largely determined by income. At Kelly Financial, our advisors are super focused on income. And while perhaps overly simplistic, it might be helpful to look at income through three stages: generation, preservation, and distribution. Each stage is a part of a larger plan. Retirement planning really starts with looking at income.
How you phrase it reminds me, we're going from metaphor to analogy here, so bear with me, of how a light bulb lights in your home. It's a similar pattern: generation, transmission, distribution. I'm no electrical expert, but I think it's safe to say that you need each one in the process to reach the final destination, the desk lamp in your home, for instance.
I like that visualization, Jim. I think people can feel overwhelmed with where to start with income and trying to make all the pieces fit and work for you. Our advisors can help you with that. You likely have a good take of your income sources. Social Security, pension, and or 401k type plans are probably the easiest to see. And you might have annuities. And for others, you might have assets that generate income, such as rental properties, dividend paying stocks, and perhaps even life insurance or long-term care insurance. We will analyze each income source and align them with your goals and your lifestyle ambitions. And of course, we will also look at the expense side of things.
In your book, Kelly, you write about Brian. I won't recount the story here. That's a pitch to get your copy of the book. But the advisors looked at the totality of his and his family's personal circumstances and worked with him over a period of time. He came into the office very focused on income and had some definitive goals.
I'm glad you mentioned that example, Jim. And notably, Brian shifted his strategy at one point when it became apparent he might not achieve his goals. There's a couple of lessons to be learned from his story. Planning is so important, but plans can change over time. We believe that following a process tends to identify when plans should change. Better so than having no process. And another lesson here is that communication and collaboration between client and advisor are paramount in this relationship and particularly in this instance. Furthermore, the scope, direction, long-term objective, and implementation in this example are dependent on working within a process. We believe in our process called Safe Money Strategies, and we have a new workbook that centers on this very process.
And this is a good place to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll be talking more retirement income with Kelly Kelly and how you can get her new book and the new Kelly Financial Workbook. So stay tuned.
The Kelly Advisor Podcast.
There's nothing like running the Boston Marathon.
On your mark!
Even before crossing the start line, you must spend months planning in advance, training your body, becoming familiar with the terrain, preparing for all weather conditions, adjusting fuel and hydration, and testing your gear. Many runners visualize their race, setting that personal record and seeing themselves finishing strong. When it comes to your retirement, what do you see? A fulfilling retirement requires the same kind of planning, preparing, adjusting, testing, and goal setting as for a marathon. Let the retirement coaches at Kelly Financial Services help you cross the finish line in the greatest race of your life. So call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org. On your mark, get set, go to Kelly Financial Services. Come retire with us.
The Kelly Advisor Podcast.
And we're back. I'm here with Kelly Kelly, President and CEO of Kelly Financial Services. And we're talking retirement income this morning. Much of our discussion this morning centers on that very chapter, retirement income.
In Kelly's new book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future.
I know you're in a second order of the book, Kelly, sort of like a second printing. And at this rate, there'll be several printings, as it were. You offer it in print and in an electronic flipbook version. How can people get a copy?
Jim, you can reach out to me at 888-800-1881 or send me an email, kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're really thrilled about the response to the book. We're actually thinking of doing an event around it. Maybe sometime in May. More to come on that.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe we can do the show remote like we did in Burlington when you opened that office a couple of years ago.
We're kicking around ideas for sure.
You know, Kelly, in reading this chapter, I recognize that there are other factors that play into retirement income. I know I've said in the past that it's a bit of a joke, but there's an element of truth to it, that people plan their vacations more thoroughly than the retirement. I understand that as it might be less stressful planning a vacation than perhaps planning the next 20 to 30 years. What do you say to those folks who might find themselves in such a predicament?
I appreciate the sentiment, Jim. It can be stressful, but we work with our clients to find out what their current and projected income needs are, and then work from there to see how we might cover any gaps between what they have and what they want. It's okay to daydream and ask yourself this question: if you could do anything, what would you do? And after that, it's a matter of putting a dollar amount to it. I call this the goals and dreams phase, but we don't lose sight of lifestyle. Maintaining a certain lifestyle is still paramount from a planning perspective.
The other thing to consider in the income equation is, of course, expenses. I would think you need to have a good understanding of expenses so that you can generate the necessary income to meet and, I suppose, ultimately exceed those expenses. And in retirement, expenses can creep up on you or even slam you unexpectedly.
Jim, that is spot on. Compiling a current expense report is one of the trickiest pieces of retirement preparation. When we meet with prospects, we do go over budgeting. It is the linchpin of the planning process, and we see it all. We have people who first meet with us, and they run the gambit with us as far as where they are in the budgeting process. Some have spreadsheets nailing things down to the penny, while others guesstimate within a couple of $1,000 a month.
And I think it's reasonable to say that we often underestimate our daily spending habits, especially in retirement when we assume that our expenses in retirement will be different, implying, of course, lower. That's why looking back at bank statements for the past year is reflective of your actual spending, not just what you think you're spending. I mean, our spending is so much more than our mortgage, utilities, cable, phone, car, grocery, or even credit card bills.
Yes, that's right. There's usually no such thing as a one-time purchase. Factor in clothes, furniture, spending to help out adult children or grandchildren. Of course, there's taxes and inflation to contend with. And here's another big one that I think doesn't get enough attention, but it soon will. I was just reading Grid News, and they ran a story about how a majority of baby boomers want to age in place, but their homes aren't designed for them to do that. It's estimated that only 10% of homes are set up to accommodate older adults. Many will be spending extra for aging accessible features like bathrooms, walkways, let alone a medical response system. I know if I stay in my house, I will need to add in an elevator. I can't figure out where, but I think I will need one.
We all think we're invincible until at some point it stares right down at us. And before I forget, Kelly Financial has a consumer guide on this very topic, income in retirement.
We do, Jim. It's called Your Retirement Income Planning Checklist. With this guide, you will learn 10 things to consider when developing your retirement income strategy. And the guide also provides you with information on how taxes could affect your retirement income, including your Social Security benefits. Finally, it gives some statistics on the average life expectancy for retirees, as well as distribution strategies for making your savings last throughout retirement.
Well, Kelly, thanks for joining me today. And just know that the Kelly Financial team is here to work with you as you chart your retirement journey. One more time, how can you get a copy of the book?
Always great to be with you, Jim. You can contact me for the book, The Consumer Guide, and make a complimentary appointment with one of our financial advisors. You can call me at 888-800-1881 or email me directly, kelly@kellyfinancial.org. to reserve your copy and to make an appointment.
Well, that's good stuff. I know there's so much more to cover in the book, and you'll be back to dive in next Saturday. Be sure to get your copy of Kelly's new book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future.
As always, I look forward to joining you again, Jim.
Thanks. Bye. Takes every kind of people to make what life's about, yeah. Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Kelly Advisor Podcast. Join us for future episodes as we explore retirement planning and much more.
You've been listening to the Kelly Advisor Podcast, produced by Kelly Financial Services, a Greater Boston-based firm providing financial solutions to those in or near retirement. Call at 888-800-1881. Engage with kellyfinancial.org. And follow on Facebook and LinkedIn. Kelly Financial Services. Go retire with them. All opinions expressed by the host, his guests, or employees of Kelly Financial Services are solely their own and do not reflect the opinions of Kelly Financial Services. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. The information provided is general in nature and is not intended to be specific investment, tax, or legal advice. It is always advisable to consult a professional before making a financial decision. John Budris is a client of Kelly Financial Services. In exchange for hosting the Safe Money Strategies radio show and providing testimonials of his personal experience as a client of Kelly Financial Services, the firm has waived his advisory fee in full. Because of this arrangement, where he receives compensation in the form of a fee waiver, Mr. Budris has an incentive to recommend Kelly Financial Services, resulting in a material conflict of interest.